Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Ratha Yatra, Episode 12. Lord Chaitanya meets the devotees from Bengal. From a distant place, Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya watched the meeting of all the Vaishnavas with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Beginning from the right side of the Lion Gate, or the main gate of the temple, all the Vaishnavas began to proceed toward the house of Kashi Mishra. In the meantime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by his personal associates, met all the Vaishnavas on the road with great jubilation. First, Advaita Acharya offered prayers to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya immediately embraced Advaita Acharya in ecstatic love. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya displayed agitation due to ecstatic love. But seeing the time and circumstance, however, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained patient. After this, all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur offered prayers to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya embraced each and every one of them in great love and ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya addressed all the devotees one after another and took all of them with him into the house. Since the residence of Kashi Mishra was insufficient, all the assembled devotees were very much overcrowded. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit at his side, and with his own hand, Lord Chaitanya offered them garlands and sandalwood pulp. After this, Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya met all the Vaishnavas at the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a befitting manner. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then addressed Advaita Acharya Prabhu, saying to him sweetly, "My dear sir, today I have become perfect because of your arrival." "Oh, my dear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is a natural characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is personally complete and full in all opulences, still he takes transcendental pleasure in the association of his devotees, with whom he has a variety of eternal pastimes." As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Vasudeva Dutta, who was the older brother of Mukunda Dutta, Lord Chaitanya immediately became very happy, and placing his hand on his body, began speaking to him. "Now, although Mukunda, your brother, is my friend from childhood, nonetheless I take greater pleasure in seeing you than in seeing him. Oh, my lord, Mukunda got your association from the beginning, and as such, he has taken shelter at your lotus feet. So that is his transcendental rebirth." Thus, Vasudeva Dutta admitted his inferiority to Mukunda, his younger brother. "My lord, although Mukunda is my junior, he first received your mercy. So consequently, he became transcendentally senior to me. And besides that, you very much favored Mukunda. Thus, he is superior in all good qualities." "Oh, my dear Vasudeva Dutta, for your sake only I have brought two books from South India. These books are being kept with Swarup Damodar, and you can get them copied." Hearing this, Vasudeva became very glad. Indeed, each and every Vaishnava copied those two books. By and by, the two books, namely the Brahma Samhita and Sri Krishna Karnamrita, were broadcast all over India. Lord Chaitanya then addressed Srivas and his brothers with great love and affection. O Srivas, I am so much obliged that I am purchased by you four brothers. My lord, why are you speaking in such a contradictory way? Rather, it is we four brothers who have been purchased by your mercy. After seeing Shankara, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Damodara Pandit, O Damodar, my affection for you is on the platform of awe and reverence. Therefore, keep your younger brother Shankara with you, because he is connected to me by pure unalloyed love. Yes, my lord, Shankara may be my younger brother, but from today he becomes my elder brother because of your special mercy upon him. Then, turning toward Shivananda Sen, Lord Chaitanya said, I know that from the very beginning, your affection for me has been very great. Immediately upon hearing this from Lord Chaitanya, Shivananda Sen became absorbed in ecstatic love and fell down on the ground. Offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shivananda Sen then began to recite the following verse. Nimajjato nanta bhavarnabantash chiraya mekulam ivasi labdha twayapi labdhang bhagavan idanim anuttamang patram idang dayaya. In his Stotra Ratna, Ala Bandaru Yamuna Acharya prays, O my lord, O unlimited Ananta Deva, although I was merged into the ocean of nescience, now I have, after a long time, attained you, just as one may attain the seashore. My dear lord, by getting me, you have obtained the right person upon whom to bestow your causeless mercy. At first, Murari Gupta did not meet Lord Chaitanya, but rather remained outside the door, falling down like a stick to offer obeisances. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not see Murari amongst the devotees, Lord Chaitanya inquired about Murari. And thereupon, many people immediately went to Murari, running to take him to Lord Chaitanya. Thus, Murari Gupta, catching two bunches of straw in his teeth, went before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with humility and meekness. And upon seeing Murari Gupta coming to meet him, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went up to him. But Murari Gupta began to run away and spoke as follows. Oh, my lord, please do not touch me, for I am most abominable, and I am not fit for you to touch, because my body is sinful. No, my dear Murari, please restrain your unnecessary humility. My mind is disturbed to see such meekness in you. And saying this, Lord Chaitanya embraced Murari Gupta and then had him sit down by his side. Lord Chaitanya then began to cleanse Murari Gupta's body with his own hands. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again then embraced all the devotees, including Acharya Ratna, Vidyanidhi, Pandit Gadadhar, Gangadas, Haribhata and Acharya Purandara. Lord Chaitanya described their good qualities and glorified them again and again. And after thus offering respect to each and every devotee, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very jubilant. However, not seeing Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya inquired, So where is Haridas? Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw in the distance that Haridas Thakur was lying down flat on the road offering obeisances. Haridas did not come to Lord Chaitanya's meeting place, but instead remained fallen flat on the common road at a distance. All the devotees then went to Haridas Thakur, saying, "Haridas, Lord Chaitanya wants to meet you, so please come immediately." No, I cannot go near the temple, because I am a low-caste, abominable person. I have no authority to go there. If only I could get just a solitary place near the temple, then I could stay there alone and pass my time. For I do not wish the servants of Lord Jagannath to touch me. I would remain there in the garden alone. That is my desire." When this message was relayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the people, Lord Chaitanya became very happy to hear it. Recorded May 27, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.